Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. Getting my kids to read is something I've never accomplished. They'd rather watch TV, play computer games, or surf the internet on their phones. But according to Mary Brown's report, perhaps I should start trying a little harder since extensive reading is more than just a way to spend your leisure.
Neither educators nor parents have managed to solve the problem of getting kids to increase their extracurricular reading. It seems the problem, far from being solved, is actually getting worse. In reading literacy examinations all over the world, results are showing the typical 13 to 15-year-old is actually reading less compared with similar results from 10 years ago. One international survey shows that only 20% of 15-year-olds on average do any type of extensive reading. That means reading fiction or nonfiction books. In most countries, only about 5% of teenagers have optimal reading abilities. I spoke with Professor Peter Kramer from our local teachers' college, who explained why this is a serious problem.
Unfortunately, the figures you give are quite accurate. Not only are kids not reading, but trends are not at all encouraging, which is why we have to start looking for solutions. Otherwise, there will be a time when people will be reading nothing at all. Listeners may wonder why reading is so important. Obviously, the more a young person reads, the better he or she will do at school. But there are other interesting correlations. For instance, it's been found that people who read a lot tend to have a higher income. Social and health problems like alcoholism, substance abuse, mental illness, and obesity are lower among people who are readers. So reading is important in the long run for our very livelihood. It's never too early to get your kids to adopt reading as a lifestyle, since even 18-month-old babies can make connections between sounds, letters, pictures, and meaning. Read to your child in a relaxed voice and choose a time during the day when you and your child can relax and unwind. This doesn't necessarily have to be bedtime either. Whatever time you choose, make sure it becomes part of your daily schedule.
Reading becomes a habit for our kids as they grow up when we, as parents, read to them on a regular basis, and they learn to associate reading with being relaxed and comfortable. This is at home. But surely schools also bear some of the responsibility.
Of course, a lot can and should be done at school. Teachers should set aside an hour a week, preferably sometime on Friday, which will be the book hour. It will be the hour that students can freely read or talk about what they're reading with classmates and their teachers. In this way, teens will start influencing one another. It will be a sort of peer thing. Let's not forget how much children and teenagers are influenced by their friends. We tend to remember that teens influence one another when we think of bad habits like smoking or drinking. However, peer pressure can exert a positive influence on someone in so many ways, one of which is reading. Another interesting trend that generates reading is getting kids to download e-books. In one illuminating experiment, one group of 30 16-year-olds were given a popular novel to read in its conventional paper-based form. Another group of the same size were given the same novel in a digital format, which they were asked to read on a computer tablet. Each group had 2 weeks to finish the book. Of the first group, the one that read the conventional novel, 8 completed the book within the 2 weeks. With the second group, though, the one that read the ebook, 17, which is more than half, had read it within the 2 weeks. I think the results speak for themselves.
So if kids are to start reading more, it has to become an enjoyable habit for them as quickly as possible. But perhaps getting a device to read books in a digital format might also help.
What problem seems to be getting worse? 37. What conclusion can we draw from the program? 38. What advice does the expert give to parents? 39. What does the expert mean when he says?
The results speak for themselves.
40. What does the expert apparently believe?